Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
That's a hell of a catch, Peter.
Guys, this is great. Not only will I be able to put food on the table and pay all my bills, I'll also be able to finance my Christmas album.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas. Featuring such standards as
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget?
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Next week, Scuba Radio's annual Christmas Crap Extravaganza happening. But before we even get to that, we got the world's first underwater Christmas light parade Friday evening, South Florida. Plan accordingly. You've been warned.
But do we need to bring dive lights or keep them off? Keep probably, the focus on the parade.
Well, I don't think we're going to need them because that technology that I was told, you know,
they'll,
talked about
they'll
with
light
the folks,
up and we'll just watch them.
Yeah, the Avatar folks told me about, I mean, they developed this for those Avatar movies. And I was just blown away.
Well, if I want to check my gauges, I don't think mine are lit up.
Well, I honestly think it's going to be so bright, you're not going to have any issues. You're not going to need any lights because... This technology allows you to bring these Christmas lights. You know, you weren't here earlier, CJ, but you know, you've seen those Govee lights on people's homes that light up, and you have an app, and you can change the design, make them chase, flash, any color you could ever imagine. It's pretty amazing technology. But basically, they've taken this technology similar to that type of thing or that flexibility, but you can take it now underwater and not worry about, well, being electrocuted, I assume. They didn't really say that, but, I mean, they obviously used it on the Avatar movie.
I'm sure they've tested it.
Well, yeah, they used it on the Avatar movie.
Well, that was all CGI,
really,
though.
We would really like to not be electrocuted, Greg.
Yeah, who cares? It's you guys.
You go first, make sure it's safe. And then
I mean, if we lose a Scuba Radio Scuba Squad member, I mean, what's going to happen?
Nobody cares!
Right, see? So, yeah, we have
Greg the Dive Master with a wanton disregard for human life.
Yeah. And human is...
That's not very Christmassy, Greg.
Well, I mean, human. That's a loose interpretation when applied to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, let's be honest.
Repent.
Huh?
Repent.
No, I will not.
All right.
And he's trying to be funny, and it wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
See you in hell, my friend.
Okay.
Hey, Santa made a note of that, Greg. You're definitely on the naughty list.
Oh.
Santa and Jesus both are like, okay.
Yeah, I agree with
evil thoughts there.
All right.
Okay. You have been blacklisted.
Okay. Well, I don't apologize for any of it. You guys can suck it.
You're on the naughty list for involuntary manslaughter.
I don't care. I really don't care. And I'm not going to sing it, but I don't. I really don't care. And I don't think anyone does.
You're a Grinch.
That's what it just said.
You're a Grinch, Greg.
No, I'm not.
You need some Gregnog.
No,
probably.
I'm not.
You need some Gregnog.
No, I don't.
Some rum in it.
Definitely don't need that.
A double rum.
Yeah. But as far as everybody's role for the Christmas light parade that will be underwater, are we clear? Barry's going to be a squid. So his outfit is going to be a clear plastic bag.
Like Squid Game?
No. Like a squid we'd see while we're scuba diving.
Okay.
It's going to be a clear plastic bag. He's going to wrap himself in it and put the lights inside and have them twinkle like a squid would change colors.
Now, that's
pretty creative. I got to give him props.
Assuming the floats are, well, it's the opposite of a float, really. They're going to have to overweight so that they can
what floats?
Cruise along the bottom.
What floats?
Yeah.
What's going to float?
Well, it's like a parade, right? So whatever you call going by, the little...
They're going to be underwater.
There's going to be boats.
Right, but no, are they going to be overweighted so that they can stay down?
Well, they'll be weighted to so they can stay in the water column. We figured, by the way, it's going to be about 20, 25 feet. We're
okay,
keep
it
shallow.
I was figuring it would like hug along the bottom like a parade.
Well, it'll be in the water column about 20, 25 feet down.
I love how you have none of the logistics worked out.
No, I do.
He had it worked out.
Yeah. I mean, the canal in front of the Gomez Hilton is about 30 feet deep.
Right.
So we're going to be right around 20, you know, just along the bottom where, you know, you could see. But we're going to have cameras. There too, filming.
I know. I'm just saying, make sure if Barry's going by in a squid outfit, you know, that he stays weighted. We can't have him floating up.
No. Well, yeah, just like if he was scuba diving, he would be weighted with a weight belt or whatever. That won't change at all.
All right.
Technically,
I thought maybe a little extra weight would help him hug the bottom a little bit.
Well, that's up to him. The lights don't add any kind of
buoyancy. Is
there
going to be any kind of rehearsal on this, or they're just going to wing it?
I think it's going to be a one and done kind of thing. I don't know if we can create this magic
Could
more than one
train wreck.
Attempt. Nah, it'll be fine. It's easy. We're all certified scuba divers. I mean, you know, Barry can pull it off.
Point of safety.
Okay, Casey, the tobacco nut, what say you?
Can we make sure that the homeless people who are fishing late at night aren't trolling, you know, big treble hook lures?
Actually, that's a great way to end the parade. Just have them fish them out of the canal.
What?
You could get hooked, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing the play-by-play with Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. I already said that.
So you're not going to be underwater?
No. I'm the only one who has to... I have to orchestrate this thing. Someone has to stay...
He has the skill level to be an announcer. That's his thing.
Well, they see. Vinny knows. I'm the only one who's not expendable. All the rest of everybody, if we lose one or two...
Where am I going to be?
That remains to be seen. You kind of came in late to the game. What do you? What would Cock Johnson like to do?
I just want to watch. Underwater. I just want to watch.
He could be your assistant.
No. Somebody's got to get in the water from the brain trust on this show.
Okay.
All right, Casey.
Gear up.
Yeah, well, we know what you're saying. You know it's not him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's got to be you or
I already
CJ
got it covered. I got me and Drunken Santa. We're going to stay topside, do the play-by-play, because I got to edit everything for the show next Saturday.
Maybe I'll stay with Walt and make sure the bar stops.
No. You're going to have to do... You're going to have to do something underwater.
I can work one of the cameras, maybe.
Well, maybe. Yeah, we're going to need some technical assistance.
I'll film it, and Cock then
Johnson.
You can do the audio.
Okay, that's a possibility.
Be a camera guy.
But Vinny, two tanks. We'll have two tanks, obviously, lit up. Probably red and green. Maybe one tank, you know, red and one tank green, Christmas-wise.
His famous Spanx.
Right. I guess he will have to wear his red Spanx.
Women demand it.
Yeah. Especially when I get out of the water.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Well, Vinny, that means you don't get to wear a wetsuit.
Well, so. I have extreme shrinkage, so it won't make a difference.
Oh, that's
okay. WTMI.
What a mental picture for
the
holidays.
What is Jerry doing?
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy.
I laid claim at Walt's already before anybody did.
All right. Well, that was totally Nick, so that's not going to happen.
What did
he
say?
He thinks he can hang out at the Hilton and watch.
That's only at the beginning.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen. He's going to participate. It sounds like, you know, Barry already has a plan to be a jellyfish type critter or
squid,
you know, squid. So Barry.
All right. But what about. So Jerry could be like, Jerry could have like an underwater still.
Well, we had mentioned something about Jerry and Bigfoot being a buddy team, and you know, maybe they would swim together, and I don't know, in some kind
or
of formation.
Jerry could ride Bigfoot like the Never Ending Story.
Yeah, okay, there's an idea.
On his back. Yeah,
bareback. He could ride bareback.
There you go.
Okay, well, we may have a plan. Unless
yeah,
he comes
mule.
Up some
yeah, bird. Mule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the way you see him?
Whoa, mule, whoa!
So Jerry would be in control?
Yeah.
In that relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a relationship, really. Just more like a ride.
It's a buddy team. That's all it is.
Okay,
a buddy team.
Sure.
Yeah, and Casey has a big old cigar that he'll be riding lit up for Christmas. So we got a plan. It's probably a bad one.
We'll work on the details.
But we're going to have it for you next week, so make sure you tune in, plan accordingly. You've been warned. On that note, we'll wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone. If you want to stay in the know, if you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.